inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is
in this week's edition of Garden Talk, we get our tools ready, all clean and oiled for the upcoming gardening season. The easier our tools work, the easier it'll be for us in the yard and garden. Master Gardener Ed Briarski joins us in the studio for this week's segment. First, before we get into the spring tool care, I want to ask you about my okra dilemma.
I haven't had one of those.
I've got this huge, actually three okra plants, and these were gifted to me by a friend. She apparently has been growing them for the last several months, and they're huge. I mean, they're probably at least 4 feet tall, all three of them. And I don't know what to do with it, especially since I haven't been growing them from starts. I don't know how much water to give them. All I have done right now is put a big, huge grow light on top of them. That's probably not going to be enough, but they're growing so fast and they're so big already that they're going to touch the grow light pretty soon. And so I'm going to have to move them somewhere else where there's a little bit more headroom. How much water to give them, when to pick the okra, because there are already at least three fruit, I guess you would call them, three pieces of okra, that are at least longer or as long as my hand. And I don't know when I should pick them. So give me some hints here.
Okay. I have never grown okra. That's the first disclaimer. However, if you treat it as any other potted plant as far as the watering, and you may not want to fertilize it much if they are growing so well already. For watering, at least, either you can lift the pot and get an idea from once you water it how heavy it is, and then a few days, two, three, I don't know, maybe it's really growing fast, really pumping the moisture out if they've got lots of big leaves, as they do. That'll kind of give you an idea of how often to water. And just normal watering for houseplants, you want to give them enough water so some of it does come out the bottom of the pot into, hopefully you've got a tray or something underneath those. Yeah. So that you don't want to build up salts, that crusty white stuff that builds up on top if it all evaporates up. Maybe these plants are using it too fast enough. If you're going to do any fertilizing, whether it's a liquid, probably a liquid fertilizer at this point, you'd mix something, and that might be Miracle-Gro. There are various organic supplements locally available at some of the various places in town. So they may or may not have a specific recommendation for okra, but in general, full strength, I would probably go half strength. Give them a little bit of fertilizer. You don't want them to grow too fast. So that's the main thing. And of course, if you see them wilting, that's going to tell you, I should have watered it, you know, a few hours ago or yesterday. Now for harvesting, from everything, from those I've eaten, the okra I've had, fried okra or whatever, that's usually smaller is better. Tender, young, kind of like with zucchinis. So 2 to 4 inches long. So the ones you have already may be a bit big, may be fine for something like gumbo. You know, where you chop them up, and because they do, I understand, get tough fairly quickly. So younger is better. Snap them off, and I mean, I slice them and roll in a little bit of egg and some cornmeal and fry them quickly with whatever your favorite sauce happens to be. I think that's quite tasty. And again, fresh is best.
Since I put this plant in my home, there's been at least two branches or two leaves that have kind of wilted and fallen off. But looking at all three plants, it looks like that is a common occurrence, especially for the lower branches, that they might come off over time.
Sure. That's perfectly normal with anything, whether it be tomatoes or cucumbers in the greenhouse or even stuff outdoors. Same thing. The older, hopefully that is the older leaves. Looking at the leaf color, too, is kind of important. That you want a nice deep green to healthy green color. If they're starting to turn yellow, especially if upper leaves or main leaves, not just the lower ones, are starting to turn yellowish, again, that can be an indication of stress, either moisture stress or nutrient stress, not enough nutrients. Okay. So again, look at the leaves, look at the health of the plant to give you tips on watering and fertilizing.
And another concern I have is that I always assume that you need to have very warm conditions for growing okra.
I believe so. Again, my disclaimer, I've never grown it. I've bought some seeds on occasion. So your indoor house temperatures of 65 to 70 degrees, or if it's in a sunny window, you know, there's some of the days now with the sunshine we're getting up to 80 degrees in especially our upstairs rooms. So, yes, certainly more heat is better. I suspect they grow in the south. So you are going to be the new okra expert, Matt.
Any idea how long these guys will go?
Well, potentially. These can, kind of like with peppers too, they are a semi-tropical plant, but they can become a woody if you are willing to put the effort into them, keep them alive through a winter or beyond. You know, they're old, the base of the stem will tend to get kind of woody. So this is maybe up to you as far as how long you want to keep these.
Yeah, so the base of the stems or the base of the trunks are already looking like bamboo pretty much.
Okay, well, that's wonderful, man. I want to see these. You need to post some pictures.
I will do that with this segment on our website. And another thing we want to get to is spring tool care. There's a workshop coming up.
Yes, on Saturday at the Douglas Library from 3 to 5 o'clock, or probably at the beginning of that, the Juneau Garden Club is having a couple of us do a workshop on spring tool care. So, which is, we're going to try to cover oiling and sharpening of tools, hand tools, pruning tools, that sort of thing. We'll bring a few along. We've invited folks to bring some of their favorite tools so we can talk about how to sharpen. Or if you have, some of mine are banging around the back of my truck all summer long. Handles take a beating. We can talk a little bit about handle replacement if necessary. But really, for most folks, get out your tools that you're going to be using. Clean them up. Take a wire brush. Get the rust off them. Take a little bit of vegetable oil or something like that to oil them down. The pruning tools and those things that have hinges, give them a couple drops of oil. And again, a sharp tool is going to work better, cut better. It'll be easier on your hands to use those tools. And if you are in need for some tools, find some that fit your hands. I mean, and pruning tools particularly. So there's lots of, some are very large, some are much smaller, depending on your own hand size. And try them, see how they feel to you, especially if you're going to be doing a lot of work with them at the end of the day, even if you're doing it for an hour or two of pruning, particularly, your hands can get pretty sore.
And once again, that workshop is?
That is on this Saturday, 3 to 5 o'clock at the Douglas Public Library.
Okay. Ed Barnarski, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Matt. My body and my
brain to the view. And go to our website at ktoo.org to check out the pictures of my okra. And if you have a question for Master Gardener Ed Barnarski about gardening or yard care, then just go to our Garden Talk archive page where you can pose your question in the form that's on the right-hand side of the page. You can also browse through previous season's Garden Talk segments. Mother Earth will make you strong if you